Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger. He is one of the most loved players in world rugby. And yesterday, following the Barbarians game against the Wallabies at Twickenham Stadium, I was lucky enough to be part of a group that spoke to him about that game and all things rugby.
You can't change what's going to happen. And I have signed for 2 years at the Japanese club, and I'm men of my word, and I'll go through with that. You know, but if there is a chance, we can. We've been creative already, trying to get it through. But with sort of a bit of a language barrier and that sort of thing, sometimes it's when you're trying to translate. I want to be in the mix and I want to get up the gats. It's kind of difficult for that to translate.
Twickenham Stadium was packed with just over 50,000 people in attendance. But for the Badger, there was a couple that were more special than most.
The Sheila's parents are in there and they're waving the Norwegian flag and the Australian flag at the same time. They know nothing about rugby, absolutely nothing. Which is good. If I have an ordinary game, it's still, oh, you did so well. they were up there, my old man and cousins and things like that. So, oh, mate, it's one of those things. They're happy for me anyway, either team I'm playing for, and that's what family is.
And how's the week been in terms of being a Barbarian? Good week? Fun week?
You're one of the best. Preparation-wise, we did what was necessary, and we had fun with it, and we actually come out and perform probably better than we normally do. A few of the boys were saying they had more touches of the ball, there was less pressure, so I suppose that's more of an environment for people to get creative on the field as well, and we did that.
Nick was then asked about the amazing line-out throw at the beginning of the match, which unfortunately didn't quite go to hand. True to form, he was straight down the line about it.
Yeah, I balls that up, but there was a big gap straight in front. If I had a buddy taken it, it would have been through. It could have been the difference, but that's the sort of creative energy that we need, and we're going to do next week as well.
3-day turnaround. Are you ready for Tuesday?
Oh, I think the Barbarian spirit. It's one of those things. It's ready for anything, and they prove that on a daily basis.
Playing against your former national side must have been tough, but for the Badger, well, he just took it all in his stride.
It's one of those environments where it makes you. You have a bit of less weight on your shoulders, and you're willing to try things. And the blokes around you, they're smiling most of the game. The pressure's off. Is all that's gone, so you're free. And the coach tells you before the game. He goes, "Let's bloody try something." He says, "Let's whatever you feel, do it. Act on your instincts. You're good enough." That sort of thing. That's what every player wants to hear.
Oh yeah, I'm bloody busting for a bit of meat against the wall,
but. And actually, it wasn't even a move. Old Timmy, he just goes, "Yeah, look, give me the ball early, Badge, get off my hip." And I just went, "Copy that." And then next thing, we're buddy under the sticks. Outstanding.
So there you have it. The Barbarians versus the Wallabies. From the eyes of Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger. Legend.